Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Death can be a tricky nut to crack in any media. While there are certainly examples of sudden character deaths which came totally out of nowhere and blindsided viewers in a good way, often it leaves fans feeling that the character had so much more left to give. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 TV characters who died too early. Number 10, Stringer Bell, The Wire. Stringer Bell will always rank highly in debates about The Wire's single greatest character, given how fantastically he skirted clear of typical gangster conventions. As intelligent as he was ambitious, Stringer served as the second in command to drug kingpin Avon, and thanks to Idris Elba's masterful performance, it was tough to imagine the show without him. But sadly, Stringer's time prematurely ran out at the end of season 3, when his lofty plans to unseat Avon from his own empire spectacularly backfired. Ultimately, Avon caught wind of Stringer's plot and set him up to be gunned down. Though in fairness it is one chef's kiss of a death scene, a sliver of the show's magic was unmistakably gone for those final two Sans Stringer seasons. Number 9. Charlie Pace, Lost. Rockstar drug addict Charlie Pace is undeniably one of Lost's all-time fan favourite characters, so a good portion of viewers were left utterly distraught when he suffered a sacrificial drowning death at the end of the show's third season. Charlie was, in many ways, Lost's heart and soul, because watching him grow and conquer his demons over the course of those first three seasons was simply enormously gratifying to watch. And while Charlie certainly did meet a fittingly heroic end, his absence nevertheless left a void for the remaining three seasons in near 50 episodes. One can't help but think that his death might have been a bit more of an emotional sledgehammer had it occurred a little later in the show's run. Number 8. Zoe Barnes, House of Cards. Though House of Cards' first season made it abundantly clear that Congressman Frank Underwood wasn't beyond committing murder to assure his own political ascendancy, viewers were still left slack-jawed when he killed reporter Zoe Barnes in the second season's very first episode. While fans of the original British series were well aware that Barnes' equivalent was killed in the end, the Netflix series' larger scale seemed to imply that Frank and Zoe's battle of wits would span several seasons. Instead of that, though, Frank just pushes Zoe in front of a train at the very start of season 2, clearing the table a little too neatly considering how focused season 1 was on Frank and Zoe's relationship. For the rest of the show's run, it somewhat struggled to rustle up adversaries for Frank who were as compelling as Zoe, and clearly she should have been in the picture for far longer than a mere 14 episodes. Number 7. Cornell Cottonmouth Stokes, Luke Cage. The Luke Cage showrunners clearly did not know what they had when they hired the brilliant Mahershala Ali to play ruthless comic book villain Cornell Cottonmouth Stokes for their Netflix show. Ali's expertly calibrated performance walked a fine line between charming and intimidating, and for the first half of the show's inaugural season, seemed to suggest one hell of a showdown between him and super-powered protagonist Cage was on the cards. But for reasons which will forever remain baffling, the decision was instead made to kill Cottonmouth off in just the show's seventh episode, with his own cousin beating him to death with a microphone stand. Considering that Ali won two Best Supporting Actor Oscars within 3 years of Luke Cage's first season airing, you can't really imagine that he's too cut up about Cottonmouth's hasty demise. Number 6. Tasha Yar, Star Trek: The Next Generation. The role of Tasha Yar in Star Trek: The Next Generation is one of TV's all-time greatest missed opportunities, plain and simple. In the show's undeniably rough first season, Yar was easily one of the Enterprise's most intriguing characters, a tough, capable heroine with an intriguingly dark backstory. Sadly, actor Denise Crosby grew increasingly frustrated at the smaller size of her role throughout that first season, and eventually asked to be released from her contract, resulting in her highly controversial demise near the end of season 1. Even if you can accept Yar's rather silly death at the hands of extraterrestrial Tarmin Armus, it's unfortunate that Crosby was so committed to bailing from the show, because the uptick in quality from season 2 onward was undeniable. Number 5, Curtis Manning, 24. CTU agent Curtis Manning was introduced at the start of 24's fourth season and became an instant hit with fans. Hell, he got so popular that rumors even suggested at the time that he was being courted to serve as the show's new lead should Kiefer Sutherland ever decide to depart. But despite his esteem with fans, Curtis was shockingly and pointlessly killed off early on in season 6 by Jack Bauer himself, no less. I don't know, maybe he was a bit jealous or something. To further rub salt in the wound, the episode then ends with a suitcase nuke going off, killing 12,000 people and basically encouraging audiences to just completely forget about Curtis as fast as possible. Given that Fox has struggled to kickstart new iterations of 24 sans Bauer, they could have saved themselves a huge headache here and made a ton more money too by simply keeping Curtis alive and letting him take up Sutherland's mantle when the time came. Number 4, Bill Pargrave, Killing Eve. Though Killing Eve has of course been defined by the intensely compelling dynamic between Eve and Villanelle, an early diamond in the rough emerged by way of Eve's boss and close friend, Bill Pargrave. While Bill initially seemed like your typical white, middle-aged, stuffed shirt government spook, it quickly became clear that he was so much more than that. For starters, he genuinely cared about Eve and even aided her in her more off-the-books investigations. His personal life, meanwhile, seemed to be a good deal more adventurous than his button-down appearance might have suggested. So it was a true heartbreak that such an interesting and likable presence was snuffed out at the end of the show's third episode. Now, Bill absolutely had to die sooner or later in order to foreground Eve versus Villanelle, but his death surely would have felt more earned had it been shuffled closer to the end of the first season, while giving audiences a little more time to know him. Number 3, Lexa, the 100. The 100 Steely Warrior Lexa became an instant fan favorite character after she was introduced midway through the show's second season. But things turned sour midway through season 3, when Lexa got unceremoniously killed off mere moments after having sex with Clark for the first time, no less. Many fans cried foul that this was another tiresome example of the well-worn bury your gays trope, which so often dictates that gay characters are destined to die or otherwise suffer a tragic fate. The show's creator Jason Rothenberg eventually apologized for unknowingly invoking the trope, though added that he would have killed Lexa regardless, albeit without the proximity of her sexual relationship with Clark. Given Lex's popularity though, it was clearly a major mistake to kill her off while in the midst of a character arc which audiences were majorly invested in. Number 2, Shane Walsh, The Walking Dead. While it's fair to say that The Walking Dead Shane Walsh was also killed off relatively early in the comic books and actually outlived his comic counterpart, Jon Bernthal's show-stealing performance as the character left viewers hopeful that he might stick around for a longer haul. Sadly, that wasn't the case, as the second season's penultimate episode saw Shane stabbed to death by Rick and then his reanimated Walker self shot in the head by Carl. The Shane-Rick dynamic helped prop up the show considerably during its slog of a second season, but it really felt like far more dramatic mileage could have been mined out of it before pulling the trigger on Shane. More than anything though, Bernthal was just such a magnetic presence that it probably would have been worth delaying his death by a season or two, if not deviating from the source material entirely. Number 1, James Doak's Dexter. Dexter is another example of a show which killed off a great foil for no real reason. In this case, the potty-mouthed detective, James Doak's. In the show's first two seasons, Doak's gets the closest to bringing Dexter to justice for his murderous antics, expressing a constant suspicion of his activities and eventually having his suspicions confirmed in the season 2 finale. Unfortunately, because Dexter was destined to go on for another 6 seasons, it's just in the contract, this knowledge also sealed Doak's fate, leading to him being blown up at the end of season 2. Though the next few seasons survived just fine without him, it still felt like a huge waste of such a great character and actor whose feud with Dexter probably should have continued for a good while longer. All the more so given that Doak's actually survived in the source material.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.